USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another mass shooting, this time in El Paso, Texas, where officials say several people were killed when gunfire broke out in a shopping complex. Police Sergeant Robert Gomez.
There were reports of gunfire in several locations, mainly at Walmart and the Sola Vista Mall.
The suspect is reported in custody in what police call gang-related terrorism. There may be a second suspect. Police are still investigating. State Representative Cesar Blanco.
It no longer is an active shooting situation. It is a homicide scene situation, according to the El Paso Police Department. But really a tragedy for one of the safest cities in the world that this is happening here at home.
It was only a week ago that a gunman opened fire at the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings has spoken out for the first time since President Trump began denouncing him and the city of Baltimore. Cummings says tweets from afar won't cut it.
What I want to say to those all those people says we've got a national audience, come to Baltimore. Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore and I promise you, you will be welcome. There are not many things that feed my soul. I do not have time for people who want to trash our city. But I do have time for our kids. And so don't waste my pain. Don't step on it. Don't trample on the pain of our people.
An earthquake in Indonesia has killed four people. The cleanup is underway after the 6.8 shaker hit off Java Island. More than 200 homes were damaged, and people felt it 230 miles away in the capital city of Jakarta. The four victims died while fleeing in panic. Four others were hurt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Just as President Trump began tweeting about the city's crime rate, a Maryland congressman's Baltimore home was broken into. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Baltimore police confirming they're investigating a burglary at the home of Congressman Elijah Cummings that happened last Saturday morning. They say they got a call at about 3:40 a.m. and responded to Cummings' home on the city's Madison Avenue. Police can't say if any property was taken, and they haven't said if they have any specific suspects. Ironically, the break-in occurred just a few hours before President Trump started a tweet war, focusing on Cummings and the Baltimore crime rate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ryan Kislowski was convicted of poisoning his wife's coffee. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
He was sentenced to 60 days in jail, and he will be serving that on the weekends. His ex-wife, who doesn't want to be identified, says she started getting suspicious when she felt tired while driving on the highway.
This was the morning rush hour. Other commuters were everywhere, honking at me, either to warn me I was about to hit the wall or trying to avoid a collision with me.
His ex-wife also says she put a security camera above her coffee maker and was horrified by what it captured.
He poured himself a cup of coffee, took the blue substance, poured it into the pot, and swirled it around.
Many people are outraged that he will be serving his time on weekends.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.